Top 25 Polish Questions You Need to Know. Lesson 15. Do you have a cell phone in Polish? In each lesson of this 25-part series, you'll master a common question for Polish learners and then learn how to answer it like a native. You'll learn how these key phrases work by breaking them down into each component. Then, through repetition and new vocabulary, you'll expand your understanding of the question, its answers, and any variations. In this lesson, you'll learn how to respond to the common question, "Do you have a cell phone?" In Polish, this is,
"Czy masz telefon komórkowy?"
The first word in the question is,
"Czy,"
which is a question marker.
"Czy."
Listen again and repeat.
"Czy."
This pattern of first introducing a word at natural speed, providing the translation, breaking it down, and then giving it again at natural speed will be repeated throughout the series. Try to speak aloud as often as possible. The next word in the question is
masz,
meaning you have.
Masz.
Now repeat.
Masz.
Listen to the first two words of the question and repeat.
Czy masz?
And next,
telefon,
meaning phone.
Telefon.
Now repeat.
Telefon.
Listen to the first three words of the question and repeat.
Czy masz telefon?
And after that,
komórkowy,
meaning mobile.
Komórkowy.
Now repeat.
Komórkowy.
Listen to the entire question and repeat.
Czy masz telefon komórkowy?
Master the following pattern and responses to the question. Do you have a cell phone?
Tak, mam iPhone'a.
Yes, I have an iPhone. Again, slowly, repeat the phrase.
Tak, mam iPhone'a.
To say no, in a simple way, just say
nie mam,
which is like saying I don't have in English. Let's hear it slowly.
Nie mam.
And one more time at normal speed.
Nie mam.
Let's break it down from the beginning. The first word,
tak,
meaning yes.
Tak.
Now repeat.
Tak.
Next is
mam,
meaning I have.
Mam.
Now repeat.
Mam.
And after that,
iPhone,
which is iPhone.
iPhone.
Now repeat.
iPhone.
Listen to the speaker say, "Yes, I have an iPhone." And then repeat.
Tak, mam iPhone.
To expand on the pattern, replace iPhone with Samsung.
Samsunga.
Samsung.
Samsunga. Samsunga.
Listen to the phrase again, this time with Samsung.
Tak, mam Samsunga.
It mostly stays the same. Simply replace iPhone. Say, yes, I have a Samsung.
Tak, mam Samsunga.
To use a different phrase, replace Samsung with Nokia.
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 Nokia. Nokia.
Listen to the phrase again, this time with Nokia.
Tak, mam Nokia.
It mostly stays the same. Simply replace Samsung. Say, yes, I have a Nokia.
Tak, mam Nokia.
To expand on the pattern, replace Nokia with Motorola.
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 Motorola. Motorola.
Listen to the phrase again, this time with Motorola.
Tak, mam Motorola.
It mostly stays the same. Simply replace Nokia, say, yes, I have a Motorola.
Tak, mam Motorola.
Now it's time for a quiz. Imagine you are visiting Poland and someone asks you if you have a cell phone. You have an iPhone. Respond to the question.
Czy masz telefon komórkowy? Tak, mam iPhone'a.
Now, imagine you have a Samsung. Respond to the question.
Czy masz telefon komórkowy? Tak, mam Samsunga.
Now imagine you have a Nokia. Answer the speaker's question.
Czy masz telefon komórkowy? Tak, mam Nokia.
Now imagine you have a Motorola. Respond to the question.
Czy masz telefon komórkowy? Tak, mam Motorola.
You want to ask that person if they have a cell phone. Ask the question.
Czy masz telefon komórkowy?
Now it's time to answer the question with actual information about yourself.
Czy masz telefon komórkowy?
This is the end of lesson 15.